Christy stirred on her pallet and sat up. Mildred sat up on her own straw mattress. She'd been pretending to sleep since the jailers had collected their dinner trays a couple of hours before. She was too keyed up to really sleep. Charlie sat against one wall with her knees drawn up, staring wide-eyed at Christy. Mildred followed her gaze and understood. Christy's long red locks writhed around her shoulders like scarlet serpents. Christy had really been asleep if Mildred was any judge, but now that she was awake and ready to roll, she was feeling a few nerves of her own. Mildred couldn't blame her any more than she could blame Charlize, who had obviously decided to assume her new cellmates were complete loonies. But then, Mildred knew what Christy was capable of, and what that would cost her.
It's probably right around midnight.
Right. It's time.
Christy stood, rolled her hips, and windmilled her arms to get the last kinks out. Then she stalked to the cell door as noiselessly as a big cat and looked out the grill.
No one in view. You ready, Mildred?
Mildred stood in stretch two, bracing her hands on her hips and leaning her upper body back.
Yeah, I'm sick of this joint. They forgot to leave a mint on my pillow when they turned the sheet down. Again!
Mildred grinned. She thought Charlize's dark eyes couldn't get any wider. Turned out she was wrong. Charlize stood, looking apprehensive. Then she shrugged.
You want me to attract the guard's attention or anything?
No, no need. Just stand there in that corner. Yes, by the front wall. Away from the door.
And?
Stay there until we tell you to move.
Mildred had picked up her mattress and stood holding it in both hands, just to the side of the door, as if preparing to step through.
Charlize, remember what Christy told you earlier that she hated saying?
Trust me?
Yeah. Well, I hate saying it too, so consider it in full effect until further notice.
Charlize made a helpless little waggle of her hands and rolled her eyes. Mildred nodded to Christy. The redhead put her face up by the barred window in the stout cell door.
Who's out there? Who's on guard?
Who's that?
Christy smiled.
It's one of you bitches from the very important prisoner cell, isn't it?
Christy smiled wider.
It sure is. Me, Christy, the red-haired one. You're the tall, intriguing, handsome one with the dark hair, aren't you?
Charlize opened her mouth and pretended to make herself gag with her forefinger. Mildred wagged her own finger at the young woman and tried to look stern, but she was also trying not to crack up. She realized that was in part a nervous reaction.
Nervous about what, girlfriend? We've done this sort of thing a dozen times.
But she knew that something could go wrong. Something could always go wrong.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's me.
Well, come over here. I've got something to show you.
What for?
I reckon if I treat you nice, maybe you'll treat me nice.
What good's that gonna do? You're still under sentence of death.
Well, prisoners have been known to escape before.
Not from...
Christy was showing all her teeth now, but her expression no longer looked much like a smile.
Well, sure, honey. If you treat me good enough, we might be able to work out something.
Christy closed her eyes. She tipped her head slightly back.
Gaia, help me in my time of need. Oh, Earth Mother, hear my plea.
The sick man's face appeared, framed in the little window. His black eyes opened wide as he saw the way Christy's inhalation had pushed her generous breasts even more prominently to the fore.
Ooh, that's a good start. Hey, show me what you got.
Sure.
Christy reached up both hands and grabbed the bottom of the little window. The whole door popped inward out of its frame. Mildred crouched, ready to spring forward and toss the mattress over Everard's head, but there was no need. The door buckled vertically right down the middle. The two halves were still stuck partially together. Christy thrust them forward into the sick man's face. Christy stepped through, pulling the broken halves the rest of the way apart and tossing them aside. Mildred followed right on her heels. Blood poured from the Marshal's broken nose as he fumbled to get a handgun out of his holster. Christy put both hands on top of his head and picked him up off the concrete floor as if he were a doll. Everard's hand came up with a Beretta M9, the military model. Mildred dropped the mattress. She had learned a lot about various handguns from JB, so she knew what to do about this one. Stepping forward, Mildred grabbed the pale hairy wrist with one hand and the gun muzzle with the other. Before he could manage to click off the annoyingly placed safety, she torqued the weapon sharply toward her. A big brass ring of keys hung from Everard's belt by a D-shaped carabiner with a straight gate. Mildred snapped it free, then hurriedly plucked two reload mags from carriers on the belt. She stepped back. Well back. Everard was flailing both hands helplessly at the arms like iron bars that held him by his head. His kicks were getting weaker, as if he couldn't breathe. Then the muscle stood out on Christy's forearms. The veins popped out. The sick man's face went white, and his eyes bulged out of their sockets.
Charlize, come outside now.